Hi.
Okay. Hello. Hi. Oh, okay. I hear.
All right.
Okay. Ready?
Time.
Okay. Let's go.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Spiritually Speaking Live with Stacy and Lynn on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritually Speaking, where you can illuminate the wealth of your spirit. Prepare yourself to experience the elevation of your mind, the expansion of your heart, and the awakening of your soul. Hosted by two exceptionally gifted ladies, Lynn and Stacy, who use their intuitive abilities, channeled knowledge, and in-depth wisdom in phenomenal ways. So stay tuned as you become part of an amazing spiritual experience.
Hello and welcome to Spiritually Speaking Live. My name is Stacy Marsh, and I'm an intuitive clairvoyant medium, healer, teacher, and Sedona Method coach.
And I'm Lynn Herod DeVerges, reminding all of you that we have a voice, so speak your truth. And I'm an intuitive medium, spiritual healer, teacher, counselor, who interacts with angels and promotes miracles. And together, as many of you might know by now, we have over 90 years of combined experience in the area of spirituality, being able to see all kind of spirits and talk to spirits.
Okay.
And have communication in all kind of ways.
That's right. So most of you know that a lot of people believe that spirituality is a separate realm of life, almost like it's an add-on. But the truth is that spirituality is practicality. And each week you'll hear messages that will feed your spirit, practical advice that will change your life. Be prepared to laugh, cry, heal, and grow. To contact us, visit our website at www.spirituallyspeakinglive.com.
Yes, so today we are going to be talking a lot about money, money consciousness, and
how to recession-proof your mindset.
How to recession-proof your mindset. And I tell you, I could definitely use a little bit of that. I think we all can.
I definitely can.
You know? Because we have been programmed so much
right.
to be in a place of lack and live in lack, believe in lack, and everything else. And so it's just interesting how that comes about. It's like we know that our families have our best interest at heart.
Right.
But, you know, you turn around, well, money don't grow on trees.
Trees,
so,
right, exactly.
You know, you mama needs new shoes. So, you know, there's always
absolutely
always those kinds of references, you know.
Yeah, I just got back from Alabama and Atlanta, and I was visiting with my family.
Mm-hmm.
And God bless them, wonderful people. But it was really interesting to listen to just repetitive conversations about lack, you know, all unconscious, of course, all unconscious. And it really made me think about the guest that we're going to have on the show today for you guys and what she's talking about and how to recession proof. And I know that they're all curious and interested, my
yes.
family, in shifting that. But, you know, even in mentioning, you know, hey, if you stop saying to the universe that you're broke,
exactly.
maybe you won't be broke, you know, and they're looking at me like, huh?
What
you
does
know?
That mean?
Right. You know. And it was really interesting because I was talking to my grandfather, and I mentioned this before on another show about money, but it was interesting listening. We went down for his 90th birthday. So,
oh, fabulous.
Yeah, so it was on
That's
September 11th. It was.
Mm-hmm.
It was really wonderful. All of us were there. We had a good time together. First time not going through a lot of conflict and chaos. It was really a beautiful time. It was really
nice.
You know how family can be. We can all, you know, get on each other's nerves and
stuff.
Oh,
yeah. It's good to see them for the first 24 hours, and then you're
right.
ready to go
and
home.
And after that,
right.
it's like,
yeah.
Uh-huh. No, but this actually was a beautiful, beautiful time. But it was really interesting. My grandfather was talking about how many years ago and how he was able to get $96,000. I was like, what?
Wow.
Right? Right. You know, and granted, it was a lawsuit and all these things, and he's gotten all this, you know, money. Mm-hmm. And I told you how he's a great manifester.
Right.
But still at the same time, his consciousness is that, you know, I don't have it. I'm broke. Life's hard. Mm-hmm, you know, and granted, mm-hmm. he come from, you know, he's 90 years old. So imagine, you know, the time that they came through.
Oh, of course. And you know, was he born and raised in the South, too?
Born and raised
okay,
in the South,
so
you know.
So that also adds a different type of programming.
Programming.
And
exactly.
Yes, life experience than maybe the West Coast or
well,
the
yeah.
North.
But, you know, farm life, all of that. Now, granted,
oh, right.
he went up north, you know, when mm-hmm. they were, you know, in the 40s. They moved to Detroit. So that's where we were all born and raised.
Oh, okay.
For so many years, but they for the last since the 70s they've been back down south, so it's a whole different consciousness, and he came back with a different consciousness than most of the people, but he spoke still on that, because there was a lot of sharecroppers. It's in a big town called Kimbrough, Alabama. You can't find it on the map.
I was just going to say, that's close to what?
right, you know what I'm saying? So uh-huh. it was really interesting to listen to a lot of that, and you know, the farmland and all, you know, just everything about it. And he's like, you know, and I said, Granddaddy, you know, you're a great manifester. And he looked at me like, what is she talking about?
Right. what does that mean?
Right. You know, so it's just really interesting, like I said, to just listen to everybody's thought processes about money. Mm-hmm. And I had to keep reminding myself, don't buy into it. And granted, you know, things weren't flowing the way I would like for them to be flowing for me either.
Right.
You know, so I realized even in not wanting to buy into the mass consciousness that was happening there, mm-hmm. I still had a part of that mindset.
Oh, of course. You know? Of course. But the truth is, because you came from there.
Right.
Even in shifting your mindset and changing it, what a wonderful opportunity to be
right.
there so that you can start clearing mm-hmm. and releasing that energy. I think a lot of people, when they are in the mindset of lack, and you know, you're brought up thinking you've got to watch this, you've got to watch that. No, we don't have enough money for that. You know, all of this, that you come to a place where then your experiences, like I think we had talked a little bit about last week with money, or the last time we talked about money, where you attract those experiences
right.
because that's what you know. That's how you grew up. That's what you kept hearing. And then, of course, there are all of the fabulous commercials and everything else that are on TV that talk about how you can borrow this money and borrow that money. They don't tell you that it's at 50% interest.
Right.
You know, which puts you more in debt. But it's still the unconscious way of adding all of that. So sometimes a person then having those experiences and coming from that background
mm-hmm.
can start feeling like, well, I'll never get out of this.
Right.
I am stuck, and more stuck.
Right.
But
well,
you can get out of it.
That's true.
And your experience is a good one.
It was a good one, Lynn. I have
to
be honest
that.
With you. I sat there and I kept releasing and I kept separating. On a certain level, separating myself from the consciousness of the group, of the
right,
family.
Right,
and I had to
right.
keep telling myself, even though this is my family and I'll always be a part of them, we share blood, everything, you
mm-hmm,
know,
mm-hmm.
but I don't have to share the consciousness of lack with them anymore.
Right.
So that was really interesting to keep mm-hmm. reminding myself of that, but at the same time, so and still listening to all this mindless chatter.
Yes.
And the mindsets
yes.
that kept saying how, you know, but yeah, I don't know. It's a very interesting dynamic.
But you know what? As you move out of that mindset and as you start recession-proofing your mind, which we'll get a chance to talk to Ingrid about that in more detail in a minute, your family may really be waiting for you. They don't know it consciously, but they're
they
waiting for
it.
You on a spirit level to break through, because it really acts in a way because of the connection of the whole of what I like to call the clan or the tribe.
Right. The tribe,
it helps
right.
them
mm-hmm.
to also begin to break through.
I agree.
And shift. And so I think they're waiting on you to do that. So that's a good thing. Just like my family's waiting on me to do it, you
right.
know, in various ways. It's a very different situation, but
right.
Still, it's the consciousness that there isn't limitlessness. You know, we always think in terms of limits,
mm-hmm.
no matter what it is. There's
mm-hmm.
a, you know, time limit. relationship limit,
money limit,
health limit, you know.
Every time I said something that was different from their consciousness, I always saw that same look, like, you know how a dog would go,
I was going to say the glazed over look.
And they went to that, because I said a few things about God and things, and then they were just looking at me like, where is she from?
Right?
They didn't question it. They just looked at me and tried to really get it, you know, and I was like, okay, so they're not going to ask any questions.
Right.
And I wasn't going to push it. I just kept dropping the little seeds. Right.
Mm-hmm,
that
mm-hmm.
we can change the way we think.
So, absolutely. Absolutely.
With that being said, I know there's a few announcements and things that we needed to get out there about this week's Fantastic Friday.
Yes. So let me tell everyone out there listening that every third Friday of the month, and that means this Friday, which is the 18th, we have Fantastic Friday from 5 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time, and that's where Stacy and I will be doing half-hour readings for $25. It is really a fantastic deal, because normally it's $80 for a half-hour reading. And so, again, the third Friday of every month, it's $25. So if you are one of those people that would like to take advantage of this great opportunity, then you may contact us by going to spirituallyspeakinglive@yahoo.com. That's spirituallyspeakinglive@yahoo.com. And once you email us, then we will give you more details on how you can get that half-hour reading for $25.
It's an awesome deal.
It is.
Absolutely awesome. Also, you want to tell them about the salon that we're having this Sunday?
Yes, I will tell them about the salon this Sunday. So this Sunday, which is September 20th, we are doing a spiritually speaking salon. And basically, we will be dispensing advice on a lot of things that deal with the paranormal in a very direct, open, and no-holds-barred way that can be very, very informative. Now, the salon will feature a lot of insights. We'll be talking about things spiritual in the way of angels, miracles, ancestral healing, the afterlife, and holistic releasing. And we're actually going to start this particular salon with some very wonderful releasing work called the Sedona Method. And so you really won't want to miss this. It is $50 for this wonderful opportunity and day. It's from 1 to 4. And if there are three people that are in attendance, you come with two of your friends, then it's $125. And this is located in Los Angeles around the Marina Del Rey area. So again, go to spirituallyspeakinglive@yahoo.com, and we will then give you all the details on how you can get registered for this great salon.
Okay, so I'm going to introduce our guest, Ingrid Elfer. She is one of the world's leading mindset experts. She helps heart-centered women entrepreneurs build their business and their brand from the inside out. So for more than 20 years, Ingrid has been helping business women in all industries stay positive, productive, and profitable, and learn how to laugh along the way. She also has a free Wealthy Woman e-zine every Monday. So we're going to get a little bit more into Ingrid and her work and find out how you can recession-proof your mindset.
Hello,
Ingrid, are you there?
I am. You guys are so wise and powerful. I just love listening to you. Wow, it's just so amazing listening to you right now. So,
well, thank you.
And you already said it all about money. It's so powerful. I don't know what else I can say.
Oh, you can tell our listeners about what is the mindset and how can they recession-proof it.
Exactly.
Well, you know, it's interesting about mindset because what it is our thoughts, beliefs, and behaviors that we have internally and externally. And it's usually a lot of those thoughts and beliefs and behaviors are subconscious. We are not even aware of them. And that's what you know, when you're talking about, Stacey, going back to your family, that's kind of what you're hitting, is the subconscious stuff. And that's like going into syrup and going into darkness is really hard, right?
Yes.
Working with your mindset and really bringing that back into consciousness where you are aware of all these things, that's when you can start changing it. And that's why mindset is, I would say, the key ingredients to really changing your life and yourself.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, Ingrid. So when a person does recession-proof their mindset, what specifically are they doing? Or how specifically do you work with a person to do that?
Yeah, well, to me, you know, when I'm talking to clients and really understanding their perspective of money, and right now, you know, there's three type of people, and one is somebody is paralyzed with fear and worry, and they're completely unable to move or do anything, and they're barely surviving or brink on disaster. The other person is just running around desperately, doing the same things over and over and getting the same results.
So
and then the third person is the one thriving and expanding and knows how to change. So I think we have three choices right now.
Okay.
You were going to say something.
No, I want you to go a little bit more into that. So when you're saying with the three different types of mindset, is that why it's hard for some people to stay motivated and positive? Is it something that we're born into? I mean, like, can you break that down a little bit more?
Well, I mean, the powerful part, yes. It's, I was thinking about what you were saying, and this powerful thing about growing up in a certain conscious and a certain mindset of a family.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was what, when you were saying that was really hitting me. How, you know, in your, where you're from, poverty or thinking of lack and using these terms that I can't afford it, I can't have that. It's like in the whole environment where you grew up. So that's very hard. That's an example of number one, when you're paralyzed with fear, where you're never getting anywhere. You know, even if you have money, you're never feeling like it's enough or good enough. And the type two person is the one who's just running around desperately, and they're doing the same thing over and over. At least they're taking action, but they're not getting anywhere. And the third type, which I think it's more when we get into this other place of the mindset, we realize we're not our family, we don't have to be defined by anyone or anyone. It's just what we decide to do within ourselves, in our mind, and also can have to do where we grew up. You know, I've lived in many parts of the world, and I lived in the most affluent areas as well. And you know what? If you grow up in that environment and you use that environment correctly, you can become very abundant too, but it can also do the reverse. I've seen a lot of star children get completely paralyzed and not able to make a living because their parents were too rich, too famous. So, do you see, it doesn't always matter. Yeah.
That's true. That's very true. Yeah. And that's one of the things that I wanted to ask you as well, is that because of, you know, the way we grew up or the information we received, it seems to me like we really grab hold of and adopt for ourselves, oh, a little bit of that information and a little bit of that. And okay, so I have too much and I should feel guilty about that. So maybe I need to play it down. And I have, you know, this. And so I think we take all these bits and pieces
and identify
that that's who we are. And then that's how our mindset gets formed. And then that's how we attract.
Right.
You know,
but
so
let me say something about that. One of the interesting things, even with the mindset that was happening with the family, one of the things that the family also kept saying, which I know that they were conscious, but consciously unconscious or whatever.
Mm-hmm,
right.
Mm-hmm.
But they, you know,
right.
where we grew up is very, very small. And during that time, my grandfather being able to get, like I said, manifest over 100 grand and things like that. And, you know, you build a brick home. We had the first brick home in that area and.
Mm-hmm.
For blacks, okay? For black people specifically,
right.
I would say that. Because a lot of people in that area, but one of the things that I noticed that they talked about, and it really kept hitting me, and I was like, okay, I got to work through this energy, because was the fact that we weren't well-liked as people, because people saw us in a different way. You know, they had 2 Cadillacs, brand new, all this kind of stuff, which, you know.
We're rich.
We were rich, honey.
Were rich.
We were like the wealthy people.
Rich.
We were rich.
See?
But see, inside our home, we were also, we knew we had, but at the same time, they kept telling us that we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So it was.
It's a double message. It's a double message.
You know, and we were going to private school,
mm-hmm.
you know, like I was telling my husband, he said, oh, so you guys were those kind of kids, right? And I said, you know, I never thought that we were okay. I said, but when you really think about it, they did provide for 6 kids to go to private school. I don't care what
that's huge.
It is huge.
Uh-huh, that's
huge. It is huge. So, and I was like, yeah, maybe there is a little bit of that there, you know, that affluence, you know, mm-hmm. but on a lower scale or whatever. But it was really interesting. What hit me, what kept hitting me, guys, was the fact that it was, you know, people don't like us. And I went, ha. People don't like us, and having money goes together. Do you understand what
I'm
saying?
Yes.
And so there's a fear.
Absolutely.
So help me, Ingrid, with that mindset. I want to know what, for people that have that guilt about having and wanting people to like you and not be, you know, because I used to get bullied a lot as a kid too.
Okay.
You know, because people said I thought I was better than them when actually I was just shy and I tried to stay away from people.
Yes. I have that same,
you know, but everybody thought that I was being snooty or whatever, but I was more scared than anything, uh-huh, you know? Uh-huh. So could you kind of drop some knowledge on that mindset?
And then I have one for you.
Well, I mean, I think, like, you know, it sounds like, A, your conscious mind, you're on it. You're really working consciously with, at least what I understand and I've heard from you, you're really working on consciously to create wealth in your life. Yet you have your subconscious mind is kind of short-fusing you a bit with this other worthiness thing and making you feel a bit like, well, maybe I shouldn't be successful. Maybe I can't be successful. And this is not something consciously you're running through in your head thinking, oh, I should have these thoughts. But that's probably part of what's happening. You're short fusing your wealth and your ability to really step into your own power. And so if you were to just simply every day work with your subconscious mind, meaning you really work on saying, I am worthy, I can be successful, it doesn't matter what anybody else says, I don't need to be judged. And I don't need to judge anyone, and I'm going to let go of what other people think of me. But you're not just letting go of your belief, but you're letting go of your whole family's belief, because I think you're carrying that on your shoulder a bit, you know?
Yes,
that's what we do. I've noticed that with myself, too. I can carry my whole family, and I'm going, wait a minute, I can let go. I don't have to carry them, too.
All right, well, I'm letting go.
Responsibility, right?
Dust them off your shoulder.
Yeah, and you know, what else? Let me ask you this. What is the wisdom you got? You got a real golden nugget from this journey with this, with mind. You know, talk about golden nugget, like diamonds and gems and wealth is what you got there. So what was it that was the key for you that is really shifting your perception right now, right here?
Right now, what's coming up in my mind very strongly is the fact that letting go of needing other people's approval, period.
Yeah.
Period. You know, period. And especially in terms of not just not the family stuff, but outsiders. You know, I would say outsiders, where people, people outside of our family circle.
Yes.
Where, you know, it's noticing the consciousness of being a little bit concerned that people don't like us and that there's something to fear with people not liking us because we had money, we had a home, we had whatever. So there is some of that consciousness that I have noticed in my own life, and I have felt guilty when I had and was able to easily manifest things into my life. There was a little bit of guilt attached to it, but I'm telling you right now, for the whole world and in front of myself, I'm letting it go.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
That's all it is. It's letting it go and replacing it with what? That's the point. Not just letting it go, but what are you going to replace it with?
Hmm. Oh, good. That's a very good point.
Beliefs, right? Yes. What is the action you're going to be taking that is going to be so different from that?
I don't know. Tell me.
Tell me. You know what? You're the wise one, so I'm going to pull it out of you.
Okay.
You see, you've got it in you, and my job is just to pull it out of you because you're the one who's powerful.
Okay, well, then what I want to say is that because we're running a little short on time, I want to continue this after we take our break, and then we can continue this, and it'll give me a little bit of time to download that information. But I do have a feeling of what I would what that could be. But just for now, we wanted to let our listeners know as well that they can call in at 323-203-0815. To call in to get a mini reading to talk to our guest, Ingrid Elver, about shifting your mindset. Also, for those of you that is listening on the podcast or the archive shows, we want to let you know that we record our shows live every Wednesday from 7 to 7:50 Pacific Standard Time. Okay, so if you want to call us with a question or comment, or like I said, email us at spirituallyspeakinglive@yahoo.com.
Yes. And we have just been having a wonderful chat here with Ingrid Elfer, who is a phenomenal woman, very, very blessed and a blessing to us. She has definitely been talking to us about recession-proofing our mindset, and it's been absolutely wonderful. We want to thank you for just sharing your truth and sharing your wealth of knowledge and information.
Also, okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm done.
Okay, we're done. I just wanted to let you guys know that you're listening to Spiritually Speaking Live. That's it.
Spiritually Speaking invites you into the world of two incredible intuitive readers and healers. Stacy Marsh and Lynn Herod DeVerges bring an innovative look at spirituality while providing guidance and support to those who come across their path. The abundance of gifts shared between them is phenomenal, and you can experience just how wonderful they are by scheduling a dual one-hour reading with healing or any of the other spiritual services they offer by going to www.2spirituallyspeakinglive.com. That's www.2spirituallyspeakinglive.com. Don't hesitate to visit the website or call 310-495-0644. That's 310-495-0644 to book your appointment today.
Okay, so you're listening to Spiritually Speaking Live with Stacy Marsh and Lynn Herod DeVerges, and we're talking about recession-proofing your mindset with our special guest, Ingrid Elfer. And I wanted to give out Ingrid's information. She has a website, www.mymuse.info. That's MYMUSE.info. You'll be able to go and check her out. She's a world-leading mindset expert. So we were in the middle of shifting my mindset so that you guys can really get a good idea about the type of work that she does. And she has a wealthy woman mentoring program that is for heart-centered women who want to be bold and shine and share their gifts with the world and become superstars. So if any of you superstars are out there and you're ready to shine, give Ingrid a little shout out and a holler.
Absolutely. And contact her today.
Absolutely. She's a wonderful woman and very, I would say that what I feel from you, Ingrid, is that you're very, you like to empower people, and that's what I get the most from the way that you work. Also, I want to say that she not only works with women, but she works with men. I forgot exactly how you said that, Ingrid. Could you
highly
tell?
Highly evolved.
That's right.
That's
highly
right.
Evolved men.
And there are a lot of them out there.
Very true.
Oh, they're amazing to work with. They're absolutely so powerful.
I know they are. Even if some of us ladies don't think so, they are definitely, there are definitely a lot of highly evolved men out there. Yes, yes. And I think one of the things that, you know, as Stacy was saying, definitely because you so empower mm-hmm. women and highly evolved men and just, you know, people on a whole, it's really how your power and essence is able to shine. And I think that's also part of a very positive and wonderful aspect in terms of recession-proofing your mindset, is knowing that when you assist in empowering others, you empower yourself. You know,
so
and
true.
So I think that's also how abundance and prosperity and that type of thing can, you know, start flowing to you. But I believe before our little break, Stacy was going to mention what she was going to do in order to replace the mindset that she's
letting go of. Well, one of the things that comes up, first thing that comes up is that there has to be something in terms of safety. And because there, like I said, there was such a fear about not being liked, not being, or the, just something about us not being able to be taken care of, even though we're doing well financially, and we were okay, but people not liking us meant that there was always outside threats. So I would,
like a shame almost, like yes. money was shameful,
yes.
and you had to hide it, and you still had to talk a poverty language.
Yes.
But you know what? You know what I think from you, what I sense from your family? It wasn't real talk. It was just emotions. Running through the motions, but it wasn't really, I don't know that your family really felt poor ever, but it was just the language you heard.
I would agree with that, Ingrid. I would definitely agree with that. I think that it was a way for your grandparents to keep you kids under control.
Oh, you know what?
That's
a good point.
That's what it was about. And also remember, you know, part of the consciousness, especially of Black people in the South, because being a woman who came from a family background like that, you don't talk about anything outside the house.
That's true.
You mention nothing.
Nothing.
Whatever's discussed
to anyone
in the house,
or anything.
You don't talk about it to anyone or anything. So
let me ask you this. I mean, today you're becoming a superstar.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, you're really stepping into your power. So a lot of this stuff is totally contradicting your being.
Yes.
Yes, I would agree with
so
that.
So what can you do that's really going to do, it's kind of like you completely swap that out, because it's not the truth. And I think that's the biggest power, is that they were not really talking the truth about wealth. They were just saying and going through the motions. So you can let that one go.
All right.
She's brushing it off her shoulders, folks. For all of you that can't see her, she's brushing it right off her shoulders.
That you can say to yourself every day so you can shine as brightly as you need to without hiding it, without getting uncomfortable, without caring what anybody else thinks?
I don't know, guys. I really do need some help with this. Lynn, can you think of something?
Well, you said something powerful, too. You said that I'm not going to care about what anybody says, but what kind of action do you have to take then?
Oh, what type of action with that? I guess continue to move forward regardless of whatever is happening in my environment, I guess.
And just affirming that you are a divine, unique, powerful being. That is living your truth, speaking your
my
truth. Okay?
I see what
and
you're saying.
And being in that place.
That works.
Absolutely.
That works.
This is good, because some of her issues are my issues. So I'm getting it through osmosis.
Right, and letting go of needing to be defined by anyone but Source. And
yes.
Good point, Ingrid.
Self. That's it. That's how I look at me. It's like all I want to be defined by is by Source and my authentic self, and they're the same. So, you know, and what anybody else says does not really matter, because I'm connected to my flow. Wealth is part of that flow.
Yes.
Money is part of that flow. It's something gorgeous. It's something beautiful. And that flow is mine.
Okay. So
you talk like that. It's yours. You own it. And
I own it.
Claim it.
Okay, so when I speak it and say it and walk in that truth, I am unlimited abundance. Is
yes.
that, you know?
Completely.
Okay.
So the language has to go. I can't, I don't know how, I think, maybe, I will when, you know.
Right, being a good procrastinator.
Or even the not enough, because I was going to say part of my mindset was I grew up in a family that was, you know, considered middle class. In LA,
mm-hmm.
and the schools I went to were very wealthy schools. I went to Beverly Hills High School, and many of my friends were also in that school. And so compared to many of the families there, which a lot of people would know who they were if I was to mention names, we were not enough. You know, we weren't enough. We were
the same problem, but just in a different way.
And it was interesting because I would go to some of my friends' houses, some of my Jewish friends' houses, who lived in Beverly Hills, which we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we lived in a nice area, but it wasn't Beverly Hills.
Right.
And they would sit, you know, I'd have dinner with them and so forth. And their parents, who owned major corporations and so forth, would talk about business and ask us questions around the dinner table about business and really educate the kids about how to handle money and finances and prosperity.
Wow.
And what takes place. And I found that very fascinating. So I went home and said, well, how come we don't do that?
Right.
Why don't we do that in our house?
And your mom and daddy said what?
My mom and daddy were like, what? You want me to talk about teaching? You know? And it's like, it was just a whole different consciousness.
Right.
And so, and where I saw my parents concerned about money. They never said that there wasn't enough, or, you know, they didn't say those words. They didn't preach it that way. But their energy and just the way that they handled some things, I could see the worry, the concern, some of the nervousness in reference to different things. Whereas when I'd go to my friends' houses, you know, everybody just seemed to flow, and, you know, the housekeepers came, or the whatever mm-hmm. came and serve you. And, you know, I mean, they had that kind of luxury that we didn't have. So I always believed then, well, it's okay to have, but, you know, we just can never have enough.
Right. That makes a lot of sense, though.
You couldn't have it in comparison to them. And
right.
And it became a mental separation there.
Exactly.
Between that.
Is that like the
thing? The reality is why you grew up there is because you can create the same. That's why you were placed there. That's your destiny.
Oh, okay.
See, it's interesting to me because what I'm picking up too is that there's almost like there's this dangling carrot.
Yes.
In front
yes.
of you. And that dangling carrot, and how I know from our friendship,
mm-hmm.
there's always been that dangling carrot in front of you.
Yes.
Okay.
That's
so
true.
That's what's
that's
coming up.
That's a good one.
That it's always just right outside
just
of
right
your reach.
Just right there. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Aye.
That's true. And then when I have in my own lifetime, you know, made a good amount of money, lived very well and so forth after I left my parents' house, and then lost everything. And just, you know, working real hard to climb that mountain. And there's the carrot.
Let it go,
it's
girl.
All right.
But is it ever reachable, or is it always a little bit away?
It's just a little bit away.
Away. Yep.
Just a little bit away.
So
almost
I have an exercise for
away.
You that I want
okay.
you to do.
All right.
Every morning and every night, I want you, whatever that carrot is, you fill in the blank of what the carrot is.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to reach out, and I want you to grab it, and I want you to keep on claiming it and bringing it closer and closer to you every day. So in the reality, you are training your subconscious mind to actually accept that wealth.
All right, thank
That's
you.
That's a good point. You
that
know.
Is.
It's a huge one because it's really making that shift saying, I can have it. It's mine now. It's not mine tomorrow. It's not mine later.
Yes.
I'm not going to sit here and wait anymore. I'm going to have it and bring it closer to you because it's obviously, you know, the subconscious mind kind of pushing it away from you constantly. Take it, you know, keep on taking it. But that's why visualizations are so important, is to do that every morning and night, is to really see it with all your senses.
So when you're doing, so when you're saying to do the visualizations, we're also, what were the words you used earlier, that you used were earlier, Ingrid, where you said it's more like, so now what action?
What
so we're
action,
doing the visualization
right.
plus the action to shift the mindset.
Plus the action.
Okay.
Right.
So that's how we learn, that's how we develop and maintain a stronger mindset by having the
yes.
visualization, the action, and then being that. What we're visualizing and putting our energy towards.
Walk our talk. You know, if we're going to be
it.
Wealthy, then be wealthy. Walk like you're wealthy. Dress like you're wealthy. And I'm not saying don't be where you are, but be who you want to be too, and keep building the bridge so you're not, you know, seeing just the gap, but I want you to build the bridge so you can get over the gap.
That makes
okay,
a lot of sense because I realized, I said this, a lot of realizations this past 5 days, but also too that it's always visualizing and imagining things out there still
mm-hmm.
like on same level as you, that carrot where it's like I can fantasize or visualize or whatever, and I'm always thinking of it as somewhere out there instead of right here.
It's just
exactly
tomorrow.
So when I get this, I will do this.
Right.
When I do this, this is going to happen.
Also conditions.
Yes.
You know, it's
putting
also
conditions on the way God will bring it to us.
Conditions. Right.
Got
right.
it.
Right. Okay.
I like it. Thank you, Ingrid.
Thank you,
but
Ingrid.
It's now. It's all now. It's doing it now and really taking the action, saying the right words, not using recession words, right?
Right.
Using the opposite words, saying, I am unlimited. I can do this, even when it's hard, even if you don't have a dime in your bank account. I don't care. You visualize and you get up each day and you create it and you also said something powerful. I don't know which one of you it was, but one of you said that when you're just in your flow and you're in your doing, you're creating abundance.
Yes.
I think it was Lynn, was it?
Yes.
Yeah. And that's really what it is. It's in the doing when we start creating the real wealth and setting goals, taking right action, and keep knowing, keep saying it's today, it's not tomorrow that I'm creating this. I'm doing it right now. I'm being in this wealth mindset each moment on my day. And I'm not saying charge up your credit card. That's not at all what I mean.
Right.
But it's about building the gap from where you are to where you want to be. And you've got to build the bridge. And that's why visualization or seeing it and saying, I can have it, really matters.
Well, I think even as you were saying before, just, you know, dressing a little differently, standing differently, holding our posture differently.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's really, you know, doing my hair differently. I have a tendency to just get up, brush it back, and go. But really just taking that extra 5 or 10 minutes to really do my hair, where I'm looking and feeling the way that I envision myself having great wealth.
That's so true.
So that's perfect. Thank you so much, Ingrid.
Absolutely.
One of the things I wanted to put out there again, Ingrid's website is www.mymuse.info, and you can reach her at 800-246-0106. Learn how to recession-proof your mindset, work with her on her Wealthy Woman Mentoring Program. I mean, there's so many fascinating things that this woman can help you to do.
Absolutely.
In terms of bulletproofing your mindset and making you stronger in your countenance so that you can live a very wealthy life, not just with money, but with wealthy consciousness in every area of your life.
Every area, absolutely.
Every area.
Yes. Every area.
You
yes.
know what I was thinking? I wanted to say one thing. I dress like a superstar every day. Everybody always asks me, why are you always so dressed up? And it's like, well, I'm here to shine. And I'm here to shine
it.
Every moment of my day. And I own that. And there's something really beautiful about us being full on every moment of our day.
And that's the key, being full on.
That is a wealthy woman.
Yes, yes. No, that's great. Thank you so much, Ingrid. This has been absolutely delightful and very enlightening. And we will definitely have to have you on again because I know I have had a lot of good realizations. I know Stacy has too.
You have
shifted us. So from this moment forward, it is the first day of the rest of our wealthy lives.
That's right. I take
Yay.
That in.
All right. Well, thanks again, Ingrid. It's great having
you
on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes.
Thank you.
And we want to remind the listeners out there to speak your truth from a positive mindset.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is so important. I tell you, it was just talking to her is just so powerful because
yeah,
it really is about shifting that. And as she was speaking, I was thinking also about, you know, the story about Jim Carrey. Where
yes,
he, you know,
right.
wrote
that's
himself
right.
a check for $10 million.
I was telling my husband about that.
Mm-hmm. And stood on Mulholland Drive,
that's
which
right.
for those of you that may not know where that is, it's a spot in Los Angeles that literally overlooks the entire city.
Right.
Absolutely phenomenal. And he went to that place and he stood over the city with his $10 million check and basically envisioned that
he would be able to cash that check.
Be able to cash that check.
He would be able to cash that check at some time in his life, and he was able to.
Yes, and actually, I think it was a year. Something about I'll be able to cash this with.
I can't remember. It wasn't. I don't know if he did it in a year. It might have been under 5 years, but still, $10 million check.
Yeah, that's huge.
You know, 5 years still is a beautiful thing.
And that everyone that he saw and overlooking the city would know who he was.
Right. Absolutely.
I think that's powerful.
I like that too.
And that's a very good example of just having it in the now. You know, taking that kind of action is having it now. So that's absolutely fabulous.
I have to say that talking to Ingrid today really, really, I mean, I knew that there was something. It was interesting, all the things that was coming up while I was with my family.
Yes.
But this really just kind of really helped me to shift my consciousness enough to say, okay, I get it.
Right.
You know? So that's
yeah,
it's
big. Just
very
and the same
juicy.
Here. Like you said, like the dangling carrot. It's like, oh, duh.
Uh-huh.
You know,
I know, we got so much to talk about.
Always reaching out there. How
right.
are you going to have it here?
That's right.
My goodness. No,
but
I
want to tell you.
Step into it.
Girl.
Okay.
Yeah. We're letting it go.
Okay. Wait a minute now.
Yeah, because I felt like all this regret.
I think it's gone.
All this regret and stuff was coming up, and I was like, let it go, Stacey. It's all right. Because
exactly.
This is the divine timing that it is.
Yes,
and,
it is.
And, you know, no limitations anyway, in any way, shape, or form, in terms of, oh, if I had done this a couple of years ago. None of that. It really is the perfect timing right now.
Yes, it is.
So, also, Lynn, I wanted to let people know about some of the guests that we have coming up. We have Sheva Carr. She will be talking about something that she brand Fiera. She does heart math, and it's a whole different way of teaching people how to de-stress their lives and learn how to live from their heart without taking themselves into, from my understanding of it. So they'll, you know, you guys will get a chance to understand that a little bit more. We also have Shira Davis will be on talking about her nurtured heart and soul. That's a whole adventure.
Oh, excellent.
In terms of being able to learn how to learn some new skill sets in business and money and finances, everything, and also being able to play at the same time.
That's a fun adventure.
Fun adventures, and then you're learning at the same time.
Yes.
Also, we have Kristen Castro, who will talk about being beautiful no matter who you are, what you have going on in your life, but learning how to be the beautiful you. And we have Fiona Brouwer, which is one an author from the Netherlands.
Oh.
And she's going to be coming on the show. And her thing is all about your relationship with yourself. Are you lying to yourself? Where are
Ooh.
You?
In,
yeah, that's going to
be very... That's going to be a good one.
Right.
You won't want to miss that one. I'll be here.
So, also wanted to let everybody know that on September 30th, the last Wednesday of the month, Lynn and I will be doing live readings the whole show. So we like for people to call in, you know, and get your read on the air. Also send in your emails. You can call 323-203-0815. Also send in your email questions to spirituallyspeakinglive@yahoo.com. And also friend us on Facebook. Go to Facebook, and you'll find Spiritually Speaking Live. Stacey Marsh, and Lynn
Center of Herod Light Miracles.
Oh, okay.
It's Center of Light Miracles.
And Lynn Herod Diverges. Mm-hmm. And then also on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter, Spirit Love. And I think it's under Spirit Love and Stacey Marsh, but I think it's twitter.com/Spirit Love. And then also Spiritually Speaking Live. To follow us on Twitter is SPSPLive. So that's twitter.com/whatever
they do that. And also Center of Light is on Twitter as well.
Yeah, but it's broken down. Isn't it CN? I don't know.
I think it's just Center of Light. Yeah,
oh, okay.
It's the whole thing, the way you spell Center of Light.
Cool.
So in any event, I did want to share very quickly in 1 minute or less. Our engineer's holding up fingers here, that this past weekend I went to Kaya Redford's Grow Rich seminar, which was also about prosperity consciousness. And he really is absolutely phenomenal in the way that he's able to completely help people shift their paradigms.
Right. I love it.
And it is so incredible. His work is so passionate and so heart-filled.
Yeah, he is.
And, you know, I've been working on myself for years and years and years. And oftentimes you go to people's seminars, you do things, and you're like, well, you know, if I get something, whatever.
Yep.
But with his particular seminar, I actually had a couple of realizations, which I thought
very
was
cool.
Phenomenal, which also added to my mindset mm-hmm. of not being able to have or be enough.
Right.
And the one thing I will share this that really came up for me that hadn't before now was that, you know, I'm very dark-skinned African-American woman, and there's been a stigma around being dark-skinned, almost like a shunning.
Oh, that's
going to
be a whole different show,
you know,
that
we
will do.
And we will be talking
we will
about
do that.
That. But that came up, and so it really helped to shift me. So I would recommend to anyone who's in the L.A. area, if you get a chance to check out Kaya Redford and his upcoming seminars. I believe he'll have another
yes,
one.
Yes, he will be having some more.
In a couple of months.
And you can also check out the archive show. I think he was on 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks
something
ago,
like
yes,
that.
Yes.
So you'll be able to see the archive shows there.
Right.
All right. We want to thank you guys for listening in to Spiritually Speaking Live.
Absolutely. And we want you to know that it's important for you to speak your truth. And in this case, speak your truth about your mindset.
Right.
And how you can recession-proof your mindset. So until next week,
be at peace,
stay in joy, and always love.
Spiritually Speaking invites you into the world of two incredible intuitive readers and healers. Stacy Marsh and Lynn Herod DeVerges bring an innovative look at spirituality while providing guidance and support to those who come across their path. The abundance of gifts shared between them is phenomenal, and you can experience just how wonderful they are by scheduling a dual one-hour reading with healing or any of the other spiritual services they offer by going to www.2spirituallyspeakinglive.com. That's www.2spirituallyspeakinglive.com. Don't hesitate to visit the website or call 310-495-0644. That's 310-495-0644 to book your appointment today.
Listening to Spiritually Speaking Live with Stacy and Lynn on LA Talk Radio.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.